And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Spending Our Faith. Spending Our Faith. Plus, we're going to look at the process of day by day. And then we're going to challenge one another by throwing the worry out. Towards the end of the show, we're going to have a visit from our very own Russell Shubin. Got that all squared away. And close it out with taking a chill pill.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Remember, any topic is technically open for conversation, but worrying is still a sin. It's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210, K-PRAISE, the Christian station. You're in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence is striking back at critics of his use of a private email while he was governor of Indiana. Mr. Pence says his use of the email is quite different than a former Secretary of State using a private email server.
There's no comparison whatsoever between Hillary Clinton's practice of having a private server, mishandling classified information, destroying emails when they were requested by the Congress and by officials. We have fully complied with all Indiana's laws.
The vice president says he had an outside attorney review all his private email records to identify any that referenced state business or related activities. The suspect in a series of threats against Jewish organizations is a former journalist fired for making up stories about the Charleston church shooting. 31-year-old Juan Thompson appeared in a St. Louis courtroom today. He's charged with cyberstalking a former girlfriend and was held without bail. But Oren Siegel of the Anti-Defamation League says the threats covered in the arrest of the suspect are just a small amount of the threats received nationwide.
This suggests that there are additional perpetrators still at large responsible for the over 100 other threats targeting Jewish institutions just this year.
Federal officials have been investigating 122 bomb threats called into Jewish organizations in three dozen states since January 9th, as well as a rash of vandalism at Jewish cemeteries. President Trump visited a private school in Orlando, Florida today that he said was a model for school choice. He says disadvantaged students should be able to pick schools that can help them.
Education is the civil rights issue of our time. And it's why I've asked Congress to support a school choice bill.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 3 points to 21,006. The NASDAQ rose 10. The S&P advanced 1. Oil up 61 cents to $53.22 a barrel. This is SRN News.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
You are a smart person. You know what side the butter goes on. You can't help but bark up the right tree. You even know who let the dogs out. So in your search for the perfect job, why aren't you using helpwantedsandiego.com? Where smart people like you know the easy way to find a local job. Millions of other smart people know they can upload their resume for free in just minutes. Plus, it's smart and mobile friendly. Just like that science guy. So, smart person, use that freakishly large noodle and find a job on helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results. Okay, voice of my car, please program the location coordinates for my new job interview.
I cannot comply with that request.
Did you say no?
You don't want to drive that far to work. It makes you cranky.
I don't get cranky.
I recommend helpwantedsandiego.com.
My car is giving me career advice?
It's free, and uploading your resume is faster and easier than ever. You will find hundreds of great local jobs within easy driving distance.
Okay, fine, I'll do it.
Have I ever steered you wrong?
Well, technically, I do the steering.
Ha ha ha. Easy to use and easy to apply. Helpwantedsandiego.com. Long name, amazing results.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off some bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. And the best part is, you can do all of this from your laptop or smartphone. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. They want to send you a Wall Street Insider's Kit so you can see what this is all about. The kit includes videos, investing articles, and even one of their most popular classes. And the best part? It's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. Learn to make money when the market goes up or down. Call my friends at Online Trading Academy at 888-631-TRADE. Call 888-631-TRADE. 888-631-TRADE or text the word INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates for texting may apply.
If I ever get my hands on that guy.
What if you were only able to talk when you were saying exactly what God wanted you to say?
I'm going to give him a great big hug.
That's kind of the situation the prophet Ezekiel found himself in about 2,600 years ago. God took away Ezekiel's ability to talk. Unless he was uttering a prophecy or praying. Maybe you don't want to lose the ability to talk completely, but it might be nice to never say anything you'll regret or anything that God doesn't want you to say. God does offer help with that. For example, His Holy Spirit helps followers of Christ know right from wrong in their heart, like knowing what they should and shouldn't say. And of course, there's the Bible, which can help everyone know right from wrong. If you'd like to know more about letting God guide your words and actions, visit this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. And don't forget about Experience Israel, Salem Media Group's Israel trip, November 1st through the 10th. Keep in mind, this is your opportunity if you're a small or medium church to get a discount like the big churches. A big church goes, they send 10 people, 15, 20, 30 people. Last year, Salem sent 400. Well, it's not bad, and they got a lot of discounts, and what we're doing is passing the discounts on to the people that are going on the trip. Get more information about checking out Israel and having the Bible come to life. I love Reuven Doran, because when he's on, he's like, David, going to Israel is the Bible coming to life. It's just fantastic. Anyway, go to kprz.com, kprz.com. Click on the banner for more information about the Experience Israel tour. Very, very cool. And they're trying to get it so that my wife and I can go. But I told them, you're going to have to pay for the wife because that's the only way we can do this. All right, here we go. We are going to be talking about spending our faith. I got to have this little conversation with you. It's called the Honest Conversation. And I want you to catch this. I'm going to do my best to kind of communicate it in this segment. In the next segment, we're going to have Russell come on, and then I'm going to do a kind of a review closure at the end of it all. Here is something you are well aware of. It's not that you're unfamiliar with this by any means. I just want you to, you know, kind of relate to me in this. My wife and I were having a conversation in the past. Many of you have had conversations in the past. There's nothing new about that. And we were talking about, guess what we were talking about? Our future. Did you ever think about your future? Remember we said the other day, everything relating to 5 minutes ago, you're a genius. Everything relating from 5 minutes from this second, 5 minutes in the future, you and I were imbeciles. So here's how it works. We were going over our future, and my wife said something that I wrote down. I've mentioned this to you before, but it is worth repeating since we are going through the exact same trial again. And that is this. We started talking about our future and what we are or not going to do, how we are or are not going to do it, and where we are and where we're not going to do it. And she had said back then this phrase, listen to this phrase, we're spending our faith. Listen to that phrase. We're spending our faith. All right, now I'm going to tell you what that means. Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 32. Therefore, this is Jesus, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Or even, folks, where shall we go? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Does God love you? Yes or no? Is he a good dad? Is he a good father? It's not an unfair question. It's just a question. Do you think of God as a great parent? Does your heavenly Father know the things that you have need of? At any point, if you disavow, you know you're operating in a wrong spirit, right? I mean, there's no rocket science here either. You know that if in your mind and in your heart, you're thinking that God is not a good parent and he's not a good provider, you know you're speaking in sinful terms. Here's part of the problem. You and I get faith. We have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We have moments of brilliant faith where it seems like God's the one who gives it to us. We have faith that operates, that gives us a capacity to handle things. We know without faith it's impossible to please God. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that seek him. I know this is speaking to some of you. But what's happening is we're spending our faith beyond this day to other days. So here's what I want you to understand faith is. Think of faith as manna. The children of Israel got manna. We've talked about this. They got manna every day. They didn't get too much. They didn't get too little. They got the same manna they needed for each and every day. And then on the Sabbath day, they got a double dose so they didn't go out and work on the Sabbath day. If they tried to keep the manna overnight, it turned into worms. If they tried to hoard it, it didn't work. They got one amount of manna per family per day. Now think of your faith as that manna, only I'm going to give you an illustration that might make it clearer. Think of God as giving you faith for a day, every day. And that faith is a $1 bill. The reason I bring that up is because you can understand that. And what we do is we take the $1 bill and we break it into 10 dimes and we throw those dimes over today, tomorrow, 2 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, 8 weeks from now. And it seems like the faith that we're trying to use on all those other dimes is not very effective. The only thing that's working is the dime for today. And tomorrow, you know what's going to happen? You get another dollar. You are supposed to take the full dollar that you get each and every day from God and spend it in that day. So when you have faith, let's say you have 10 portions of faith, and you try and spread that faith out over time, you're not using the necessary faith for the day. You need to break that habit. You need to use the full faith for the day. You need to use your faith for today. You don't have to reserve faith for tomorrow. You need to use faith for today. God will give you faith for each and every day, for you already know that he can be with you and is with you each and every day. But you can't try and spend it past today. You're weakening your ability to operate in faith. You're weakening your faith power by spreading it out. Concentrate your faith day by day. Focus on your faith day by day. Use your faith for today. Because tomorrow, we don't even know if there's going to be a tomorrow. Use your faith for right now. You don't use your faith for the past. Why are you using your faith for the future? You don't use your faith for what was. You use your faith for what is. You use your hope for what will be. So here's what I want you to do. We're going to bring on, we'll go a little longer if that's okay. Can we go a little longer? You want to bring him back next hour? It's up to you, producer. Do you want to put Keith on now? Yeah. All right, let's bring him on now. We have listener Keith got a comment from last hour that ties into the current topic. So let's bring him on. Keith, are you there with us?
I am, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing phenomenal. My Lord blesses me every day.
Praise the Lord, brother. I'm with you on that all day long. What would you like to comment on?
Well, you were talking about how we're supposed to rely upon God for everything.
Correct.
And Christ himself said that apart from me, you can do nothing. So we have nothing that we can do but rely upon him.
Correct. And what happens when we don't, or what happens when we try? What happens when we don't do that? What's the result?
Probably absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's like a mess, right? It's like, oops, this is messy. Why did I do this?
Right? Yes, exactly.
Exactly correct.
Without him drawing us to himself, calling us to himself, without us actually hearing his spoken word, we wouldn't be able to have a knowledge of what faith is, or a knowledge of what forgiveness is, or grace, or any of those blessings that he has for us.
Right. So it would be great if we would spend less energy trying to figure it out on ourselves and more energy on relying on him.
That's all we can do.
That's it, brother. You got it. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
You too. All right, excellent call from listener Keith. We appreciate that. We're going to take a short break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, BAUMER, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
When we put our cares into His hands, He puts His peace into our hearts.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Tim Gustafson. Clutching two framed photographs, the proud grandmother showed them to friends in the church foyer. The first picture was of her daughter, back in their homeland of Burundi. The second was of her grandson, born recently to that daughter. But the daughter wasn't holding her newborn. She had died giving birth to him. A friend approached and looked at the pictures. Reflexively, she reached up and held that dear grandmother's face in her hands. All she could say through her own tears was, "I know, I know." And she did know. 2 months earlier, she had buried a son. There's something special about the comfort of others who have experienced our pain. They know. Just before Jesus' arrest, He warned His disciples, "You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices." But in the next breath, He comforted them. "You will grieve, but your grief will turn to joy." In mere hours, the disciples would be devastated by Jesus' arrest and crucifixion. But their crushing grief soon turned to a joy they could not have imagined when they saw Him alive again. Isaiah prophesied of the Messiah, "Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering." We have a Savior who doesn't merely know about our pain. He lived it. He knows. He cares. One day our grief will be turned into joy. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with a new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Day by day.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Props to listener Keith for calling and recognizing the reliance upon the Lord is the key, and that everything apart from that is kind of nutty. And then that really ties into our last segment, understanding that our faith that we have needs to be used on an each and every day basis. I want to drive that point home a little, if you don't mind. That has to do with a scriptural application on that day-by-day approach. Now, most people will say, "Oh, yeah, sure, that's how we're supposed to live, but, you know, I still have to go to bed and wake up, and then I have that day tomorrow." That is 100% correct. You have the day tomorrow, which you are then supposed to use your faith for tomorrow. In other words, Jesus said it this way, which is a fantastic way to understand. Jesus said, "Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore," this is Jesus, "therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? Are you worried about it? You just walked into sin. Welcome. You see, the problem is not that you're not allowed to give thought for tomorrow. That's incorrect. You're certainly entitled to think about tomorrow, the week after, the month after, the year after, the decade after, the half a century after, the eternity that you're going to be dancing on streets of gold. By all means, enjoy yourself. But when you look at tomorrow and you look at it with fear or with worry, you're in opposition, or you're in contrary position to what God wants you to be doing. Matthew chapter 6, verse 11, Jesus said it pretty clear. "Give us today our daily bread." You know what He didn't say? "Give us tomorrow our daily bread." He said, "Give us today our daily bread." How about this? People appreciate this one. Psalm 118:24. "The Lord has done it. in this very day, let us rejoice today and be glad. I think most of you know that passage is, this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, today. It's not that tomorrow is going to be bad or not bad. I have no idea. I don't know what tomorrow is. It's not here yet. Here's what I do know. I'm here today. And being here today, I use my faith for today. And I focus my attention on today, using my faith for today. Because if I start worrying about tomorrow, it becomes difficult because I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Can I tell on somebody? Okay, I will. Thank you. Somebody came to me and said, I'm very concerned about this situation. I said, not a problem. They said, if the person in this situation turns left, then this will happen. If it turns right, then this will happen. However, it might not even happen because this could happen. And if that doesn't happen, this could happen. Four different revelations that could take place, all four creating tension and problem. Here was the real issue. They couldn't muster up the faith to speak to the mountain. You want to know why? There was no mountain because they weren't even sure if there was going to be a mountain. And it's really hard to use faith for something you have no idea even exists or not. It's hard to use mountain faith, speaking to the mountain to be removed and cast in the sea, when you can't even figure out if there actually is a mountain. How about this? You keep the faith localized for the day. And then when you wake up tomorrow, you use the faith you have tomorrow for tomorrow. And then a week from now, you use the faith that you got a week from now for a week from now in a week from now. Unless the Lord decides, I'm going to change the whole program, the whole earth vanishes and it's over. Stop it. Jesus clearly taught a day-by-day approach in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 and verse 33 through 44, and as well as Matthew chapter 6, verse 25 through 32. Certainly, there is a day-by-day mentality in James 4, 13 and 14, where it says, listen, you who say today or tomorrow, we'll do this and that, and we'll go there and we'll buy this and we'll get money. You don't even know what will happen tomorrow, is what verse 14 says. Certainly it's a day-by-day theology when Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 says, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Every day is the day. But what about tomorrow, Dave? Well, when we get to tomorrow, we'll deal with it. Abraham Lincoln, you know, Abraham, people have heard of Abraham Lincoln, I assume. There was a path that he had to make to get to Washington. He had to pass Fire Creek. I can't remember if it's Fire Spit Creek or Fire Creek, one of those two. And they said, well, how are you going to cross that lake? The water's supposed to be high. You know what he said? I'll figure it out when I get there. Because he was far away from it. He didn't know what it would look like. So he wasn't going to plan on how to do it before. He was like, well, slow down. Let me get there. What happens for a lot of us is we just get so caught up in the worry of that which we cannot look at, control, or see that we spread our faith out, just like my wife said, spend our faith on something that we can't even use. Can't even use it because you don't know what tomorrow brings. I can tell you, being in sales in my life, I can just tell you this right now. You'd wake up going, oh, it's going to be a terrible week. Because I don't have anything in the pipeline and nothing's going to happen, right? Have you ever done that? I know there's people out there who have done this in their life. Nothing's going to transpire, only to find out that somebody purchased and I didn't even know. Oh, well, I guess I was wrong again. Faith needs to be a daily operation for provision, for approach, for mentality, for engagement with God. You know, tomorrow looks fantastic simply because God is fantastic. But I don't know what tomorrow brings. I only know who brings tomorrow. That's all I need to know. I don't need to have the rest of it. I know his compassions are new every morning. I know I need my daily bread. I know I don't have to worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. I know I don't know what will happen tomorrow. but I can be connected to him who has all of those answers and not have to worry one whit about it. I don't have to let worry be that weight on my shoulder. And if you think about worry, folks, every piece of worry has to do with the future, because the past is over. Are you worried about what is gonna happen or could happen? Isn't the future in the hands of God? I thought yes. I stick with yes. All right, we're going to take a short break. Then we're going to come back, and hopefully we'll get it coordinated with our good friend Russell Shubin. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4 and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
This is Greg Thornberry at the King's College in New York City for townhall.com. When President Trump addressed a joint session of Congress this week, pundits, both on the left and right, agreed. This was a very fine moment for the new commander-in-chief. The speech was filled with highlights for President Trump, but the best ones came when he said things any proud American should love. The response of Democrats? Revealingly, they sat silent, hands folded, like an old Saharan sphinx. One laugh-out-loud funny moment came when the president announced a new partnership with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada to help jumpstart the businesses of female entrepreneurs. When the camera panned to Elizabeth Warren, she looked confused and muttered, "What?" She looked like she wanted to applaud opportunities in new capital markets for women, but just couldn't bring herself to do it. That awkward response shows the dilemma of the Democratic Party. Just saying no to Trump is not enough. I'm Greg Thornberry.
Colossians 1 tells us that our ministry is motivated by one goal, to present every person mature in Christ. Dr. Tony Evans says it's important for us to understand what that maturity looks like and how to grow into it. You'll see why it starts with a healthy spiritual appetite as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
To stand before the Lord complete or mature means that you have become a spiritual adult and have not remained a spiritual toddler. I shared last week how we had our first great-grandwoman. Almost 10 pounds, and she's gained 2 pounds in 2 weeks. I told you, she's a grown woman. That's because she never stops eating. She's just taking it in and taking it in and taking it in and taking it in, and it's being reflected in her growth. She's getting big because she's not just showing up. She's taking it in. Maturity is the process of growing up spiritually. It is the process of going deeper spiritually. It is the process of becoming more like Christ in character and conduct, attitudes and actions. And it's called maturity.
Learn more about the big picture the Bible presents to believers. Check out Tony's CD series, The Eternal Perspective, available online at tonyevans.org. And be sure to join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Next coming up, our number one most frequent, most informative, most political. I know he'd like that. He's liking that no matter what he says.
I'm back!
There it is. He's back, ladies and gentlemen. Our very own Russell Shoban, discerner of the politically diabolical and divine. He wades through the weeds of talkers so that we can evaluate and avoid those who pontificate and bloviate. Our very own Russell Shoban in charge of Christian Outlook. Russell, you there?
I am. It's great to be with you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just still waiting for the grandson to come out. His due date was today, so I sent my daughter-in-law a text that said, take the phone, put it on the baby's stomach, and then I said, Carter, in the name of Jesus, come out. I thought that was funny.
Maybe he's waiting for the weekend.
Yeah, I think that. I did say, and all the family members are aware, I said, at this point, this has now got to become a matter of convenience because now we're past the other stage. Oh, talk to me, my good friend. Tell me what's going on because the world is nuts and I need somebody to make sense of it. I mean, I just got done last hour doing an interview with a professor of theological studies out of Duke University. I sent you off that tape so that you can know that people are going to watch CNN because they're going to do a special on Jesus, which is like, what happened to CNN? It's like, what are they doing that? Which he acknowledged. I thought it was absolutely wonderful. So tell me what's going on in the world. Tell me what's going on with the show.
Well, as many listeners have tracked with, the president gave his first address to the Joint House of Congress on Tuesday night this week, and boy, there was a lot of anticipation. What would he say? What would the tone be? How would he do? And for critics and skeptics and Trump fans, you know, wherever you were on the spectrum, wherever you are on the spectrum. The president rose to the occasion. We look at the speech itself. We talk to Genevieve Wood of Heritage Foundation. She gives us a little analysis. We also take a step back and look a little more deeply at something we mentioned last week, the presidential executive order regarding bathrooms, undoing what the Obama administration did, essentially getting the federal government out of the bathroom policy for your local school district, which is a victory for children and a victory for sanity. We talked to Owen Strand of Midwest Baptist Theological Seminary about that. And John Stone Street follows up on a similar theme, looking at some of the madness with our gender and sex thinking today, where doctors in the UK told not to use the term mother for the mother of children, so they're not wanting to alienate transgender males who give birth. And reality is stranger than fiction today. And Bob Burney looks at the wrestler in Texas who identifies as a boy and won the wrestling tournament, the statewide wrestling champion in the 102-pound weight class. She, biologically as she, identifying as a he, is taking all kinds of testosterone, so there's not much of a secret of why she would have an advantage over her opponents. Jay Richards talks about the Trump phenomenon in broad strokes, looking at the grassroots movement that really repudiated the elites And if you look at what's happening across the country, there are a number of issues that are happening that are very interesting, no matter where you are and where you have been with Donald Trump. There's some fascinating things happening with the employment numbers in the country and where the working class is. Jay Warner Wallace talked to us about types of truth, and he's foreshadowing his forthcoming book, Forensic Faith. He's one of the leading apologists that have emerged in the past, I'd say, you know, between 5 and 10 years. Very sharp, former detective is using those detective skills for the defense of the faith, and doing a great job. And he talks to Eric Metaxas, and they spoke when Eric was at NRB out in Orlando this past week, big meeting for religious broadcasters. And that's what we have.
Wow, so you got a pretty good show going on. I assume, were you out there this week at the broadcasting?
No, I was grateful not to be, but a number of our colleagues were, and it was quite the occasion.
Yeah, they have a pretty good time out there, and there's a lot of busy stuff going on there. All right, let's nail down some of this unique stuff. Let's deal with. And I know you don't like this when I do this, and I appreciate that's one of the reasons I respect you. But, you know, the transgender issue, there are three times more people that have tennis elbow than have transgender. And it's just like, I don't hear the tennis elbow people having their own lobby. I don't get it. Why is the government in the bathroom business? If there was nothing in the world that had a greater sense of irony under the Obama administration, it would be that. How should a Christian approach, you know, how do you approach that? You know, from a political point of view, it's just crazy. But, you know, if you say, hey, it's crazy, you're just a hater. So when Owen talks about that from the Midwest Baptist Theological, do they deal with that? Like how you approach it as a Christian?
Yeah, there's what you're pointing at is very accurate. There's two different ways you look at it. One is if you have somebody in your life or in your world that is struggling with his or her sexual identity, and then more broadly, what is your standard as a culture and a society? What is your standard as and how do you understand them as far as what is actually, you know, how do you treat them as a matter of public policy? As it relates to an individual, you treat the individual with exceptional compassion because it's a very small percentage of the population, but some of your listeners might have somebody in their world that is struggling with their sexual identity and their gender, and you deal compassionately, but you don't deny the way God made that individual. That is, your compassionate treatment points him or her to the way God made him or her, and the overwhelming percentage of people who struggle with their gender identity, it ends up being a passing phase that you move through and move beyond. And if we yield to it and concede it in those younger years, we end up pointing those kids down a path that can be very damaging for the long haul.
Yeah, and that's a good answer. I like your answer there. It's you know, it's not, you know, I'm you know how I am, and you know, maybe a little bit more arrogant in some of those realms, but I think what you said is good. There should be a compassionate element, but there's not going to be a change in the commitment to the faith or as Scripture lines it out. There's not going to be something that's going to be a compromise because the Christianity is not, you know, get along to get along. That's not what the faith is at all. Otherwise, Jesus never would have said a single word. And so this is contrary to everything we understand. Let's go back, though, to the address, if you don't mind, the address that Donald Trump made. Big marks from everybody on the positive side, or on the conservative side, or on the religious conservative side. Pretty good marks from a lot of people on the middle, in the middle, and on the left. The extreme left wasn't going to like anything, no matter what, unless his hair was on fire. All right, I mean, is that pretty much how that goes?
Yep, that's pretty much it. But everybody was set back that the man who they didn't, the critics were set back that the man who they wondered if he could actually change his tone could. And one comment that resonated with me was that Tuesday night this week, Donald Trump became president of the United States of America. And obviously that happened in January. But as far as that sense of him really rising to the occasion, he did on Tuesday night. And wherever you are, wherever the listener is politically, we ought to hope that could continue, because that's good for the nation. That's good for him. And as believers, if he is successful, there are a number of key things that we all ought to agree on that he may be able to protect or advance or guard, and he can do so more effectively if he is presidential Donald Trump.
Yeah, another excellent point. What are you on a roll today, man? I'm just going to get you a Kaiser roll and let you walk around. Here's the one thing that I told my wife, which again is not going to be a popular sentiment, but you know, here's what Donald Trump did that nobody in Washington actually likes, or any politician likes, and that is the guy went from no politician. I know he's a business guy, but no politician. To president, to what I would think is a phenomenal speech showing everybody, you don't got to be a politician to do this. It's like he just destroyed 100 years worth of prejudice within political realms just by going, I did a reality TV show. Now I'm doing the president biz, and I'm doing pretty good. It's just like, wow. That's what's fascinating to me. Am I wrong?
No, you're absolutely right, and there are figures from Europe. The names aren't coming to mind right now, but there was a media mogul in Italy who rose to ranks there, and here, just in the past week, you see that Oprah Winfrey's thinking about. It as well, and you don't make listeners shouldn't make much of that. That is, there's a lot that goes into actually throwing your hat in the ring and going for it. But I don't know if it's a pattern we'd like to see continue. But one thing, the pattern has been broken. That is, you don't need a long history in politics to become president of the United States of America. That is self-evident now.
Yeah, and I think that's the most amazing. Actually, that's the funnest thing of all. All right, excellent job, Russell. Again, you are our favorite number one guest of all time. We appreciate all the times that you come on and you spend here and communicating with us. And I know you take time out of your day, and it's very much appreciated. I do want people to know that they don't have to wait around. You know, you can go to ChristianOutlook.com anytime, and you can. I think you guys have those archived as well, but you have the up and coming one that's taking place this weekend already up there, I assume. And then also Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Thank you, my friend, for joining us again.
Always great to be with you. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Will your child bend to the winds of peer pressure, or will they stand firm? This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey for Friday, March 3rd.
Yes, some of the best lines I've heard to get a girl to kiss you are, "You bet a girl a nickel you can kiss her without touching her." And then, you know, just kiss her and give her the nickel.
Well, I don't know what line he used, but a 12-year-old boy once announced to my daughter, Ashley, that he wanted to kiss her. Ashley said, "Well, I'm not going to let you." This surprised the boy, and he said, "Well, I'm going to do it anyway." Well, Ashley, who has a way with words, looked at him sternly and said, "You are not going to kiss me because you are like a reed blowing in the wind, and I am like a steel pole set in concrete." Now there's a great line. One final thought. Have you helped your children set standards regarding physical contact with the opposite sex? The winds of peer pressure will begin to blow. And if you haven't helped them articulate those standards, I can promise you they're going to be insecure. Kind of like a reed blowing back and forth in the wind. But if you help them before the pressure comes, they can stand firm like a steel pole in concrete. I'm Dennis Rainey, and no, the guy didn't kiss her. Ashley won the argument, and that's real family life.
If I ever get my hands on that guy.
What if you were only able to talk when you were saying exactly what God wanted you to say?
I'm going to give him a great big hug.
That's kind of the situation the prophet Ezekiel found himself in about 2,600 years ago. God took away Ezekiel's ability to talk, unless he was uttering a prophecy or praying. Maybe you don't want to lose the ability to talk completely. But it might be nice to never say anything you'll regret or anything that God doesn't want you to say. God does offer help with that. For example, His Holy Spirit helps followers of Christ know right from wrong in their heart, like knowing what they should and shouldn't say. And of course, there's the Bible, which can help everyone know right from wrong. If you'd like to know more about letting God guide your words and actions, visit this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
The First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States is the freedom to exercise our faith in accordance with dictates of our own conscience. So what does that mean? This is Jim Garlow. It means that the founders declared that there would be no established United States national church, that individual states would be free to exercise their respective Christian denominational distinctives, and the federal government wouldn't interfere. What it's not is the right to bind the conscience of another person or to force them to worship contrary to their faith. Unfortunately, our First Amendment rights have been hijacked and distorted beyond recognition. But be encouraged. When the authentically biblical church knows and is faithful to God's word, truth will eventually win. This is a time to do the work of the kingdom of God in the power of the Spirit of the living God. There's more at jimgarlow.com.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We only have a few minutes, and I want to make sure I send you out with the best possible scripture for the weekend. Is that okay? So when we're doing our timestamps on this and they do a replay, this is a weekend moment. Just remember that. Okay. Here's what I want you to catch. Ready? Ready? Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. That should be tattooed on everybody's forehead. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Here's something I want you to catch from this passage. Do not be anxious about anything. Well, Dave, what about? No, let me help you out there real quick. Do not be anxious about anything. But Dave, what about? No. You and I need to learn to throw the worry out. One thing I know I do really well is take the trash out. Well, I need to start taking the trash out that's called worry and throw that in the garbage and leave it there instead of letting it fester in my home. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation. Now, I did look this up in the dictionary. The word every means every. In every situation. I know, Dave, but you don't understand my circumstance. No, my friend, you do not understand your God. Every situation. Do not be anxious in it. Prayer, petition, and thanksgiving. Present your requests to God. Prayer. Petition, by the way, is a specific prayer, so to speak. Prayer is that general. Requests, asking God to take action. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding. Let's get this. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds. Guess what? Your heart is where your feelings are. It's where your emotions are. It's where the seed of you is. And your minds is where your thinking is and your processing is. And the peace of God, which is beyond human logic, will protect your feelings and your thinking and your processing if you take all that you have and bring it before the Lord in every situation by prayer, petition, thanksgiving, and request, then the peace of God will prevail in your hearts and minds, and you will be able not just to endure, but to walk above. Got it? Get it? Keep it and hold it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 72-hour break, then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity then. Take care.